You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Happy Wednesday. Happy Hope Day. Guess what day it is?
It's Hope Day.
What a weird commercial.
Yeah, but it's memorable.
Staying power.
Yep.
Which
insurance?
It's always insurance. You know it's going to be insurance.
It was Geico.
Geico. Just that Geico lady? Or she's Progressive. Flo?
She's Progressive.
Correct.
Okay.
Too progressive for this show. We will never have Flo on. We reached out, though, but she refused our offer.
That's all not accurate. I would have her on the show. Yeah. Wasn't Flo from Progressive a stand-up comedian
yeah,
first?
Stephanie Courtney was her name.
Is she funny?
I never saw anything that made me take great notice, but I don't think she was unfunny.
Mm-hmm. Progressive. Here's the big top story out of today, and I wonder how this all makes you feel. Two German warplanes were scrambled overnight from Romania after Russia launched a large-scale missile and drone attack in Ukraine, less than a mile from the NATO borderline. This is from Fox News. Romania's Ministry of Defense said on Wednesday that two German Eurofighter Typhoon aircraft stationed at Romania's airbase as part of NATO's enhanced air policing mission were deployed to monitor the air situation, but noted that this time no Russian aircraft or projectiles crossed the NATO border. What do you think about that?
It's a flex. I mean, he's going to continue to show everybody that he wants them to know that he's in charge of this negotiation.
I also think that if we are to see peace be achieved here, we have to think about, like, what does peace really look like? I think it looks like Russia removing themselves from the parts of from Ukraine, whatever the new Ukrainian map looks like. Russia has to be out of there and not be firing upon Ukrainians or anyone else. But I don't think that Vladimir Putin's going to be a softy then. In fact, I kind of expect him to do, you know how North Korea, they like do rocket launches and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you doing that? It's just posturing. It's peacocking.
Yes. Yeah, a little hulu-ing around.
I would anticipate that Putin would look for opportunities to flex, to save a little face. And that will be fodder for everybody who's, you know, watching and trying to hurt Donald Trump in this. It's interesting to me that the only real outcome that the far left progressive Democrat Party wants right now is whatever happens, as long as it hurts Donald Trump, they'll sleep easy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If Russia takes over Ukraine, well, that looks bad for Trump. So
they've grown accustomed to war. The death is not their own. We were funding. I thought this was a really interesting question that Jack Posobiec asked yesterday at the end of his questioning at the White House press briefing. He was talking about the money that was being funneled into Ukraine that seemed like it would be endless. And I can't, he has to know that that is not what we're doing right now. So I think it was in my mind, I'm thinking, was he putting the ball on the tee, setting up Carolyn Leavitt to answer that question and say, we're not funneling money into Ukraine anymore. Donald Trump has negotiated for NATO, who, if you've listened to any conversation that Donald Trump has with anybody at any time, anywhere, if the word NATO comes up, he'll remind you that he got the economic commitment from NATO to get up to 5% from 2%, and that NATO is now buying weapons from the United States. So are we supplying support for Ukraine? Yes, by way of the best weapon systems that exist coming from the United States. We're making those available to the Ukraine by way of purchase from NATO. So it's not safe to say that we are still just shoveling money by the truckload into Ukraine to perpetuate this war forever. I think it's important to assess what success and peace looks like in this instance. And I think when Vladimir Putin still is Vladimir Putin on the other end of we're not shooting and killing Ukrainian people anymore, that's probably the maximum achievement we can reach.
You said this yesterday. I think you were interviewing Jim Talent and asked the question, what about security guarantees? What even is that phrase? And that, to me, is the most important part of this whole negotiation. Because you can get a ceasefire for a little bit of time, or you can, quote-unquote, end the war. But if it lasts a month and everybody just says, hey, look, we did a great job, let's walk away and get some applause, then it really doesn't do anything unless there's actual lasting peace, or at least no ongoing fighting between these two countries. And this, you know, this today with Russia hitting a site near Romania on the border with Ukraine, that's to remind everybody that Russia could still do it. That's to remind everybody that Russia's in the driver's seat still in this negotiation, which they are. Trump's just trying to facilitate a negotiation.
I'm going to do what I did yesterday because I still feel good about it, guys. I'm still feeling pretty good. I explained this yesterday. When I'm feeling really good about the direction that the main story headline points are headed, I peek at the other side with a little more frequency. And he now, the headline story on MSNBC.com, Trump demands new citizens clear a bar he couldn't.
Ooh.
Everything is about Donald Trump. Here is from Jarvis DeBerry, MSNBC opinion editor. It should be obvious why the news from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services that the agency will be focusing more on applicants' good moral character is problematic. So here we are going to talk about the good moral character of Donald Trump. Is the left really in a position to judge the moral character of Donald Trump?
All right. I mean, nobody's in the position to ever judge morally anybody else to a certain extent. However, we have to have standards. And so I think the question you're asking is, what are their standards that they're using to judge him by? And I don't know the answer to that question. It's just because he is their standard. If he does it, it's bad. If he doesn't do it, it's good or whatever, you know. So I don't know what the standard is for them.
Well, this was part of yesterday's Donald Trump conversation with Fox and Friends. And I had this set aside to talk about yesterday, and we didn't get to it because the several times I wanted to talk about it, we were backed up. And I wanted to give this a little bit of opportunity for us to discuss. And I also wanted to give you the opportunity to discuss this with us. Is Drew here? Is he? Do we have an AP?
That's a great question.
Okay. Well,
we don't know.
I was going to take phone calls, but you can help me with that if necessary.
We will find a way,
yeah,
Annie.
Brad's got the day off. So I want to listen to this conversation. I'm going to put this out there for you. This is President Trump speaking yesterday, and he's talking about all the stuff, all the good that he's been doing. But he uses it as a way to tie in his eternal life. And I put this out on X yesterday, and I said, this is the saddest thing that I've ever heard President Trump say. And I don't mean like sad in the way that Donald Trump uses sad in Truth Social posts, where he says something, and at the end, it's just sad.
Exclamation point.
Or period.
Yeah.
I listened to this, and I just had an element of sadness come over me. And I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about it with you guys, too. You both are people of faith. But listen to President Trump talk about the successes he's had, but then he starts talking about heaven.
I just want to end it. I want to end it. You know, we're not losing American lives. We're not losing American soldiers. We're losing Russian and Ukrainian, mostly soldiers, some people as missiles hit wrong spots or get lobbed into cities like Kiev and towns. But, you know, if I can save 7,000 people a week from being killed, I think that's a pretty... I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons. Well, I think I saved a lot of lives with India, Pakistan. They were going at it. The planes were being shot down. That was going to be maybe a nuclear war if I let that go. And I did that through trade.
So he lists off all of these great accomplishments and things that he's still pursuing. It's a really strange thing to hear President Trump talk about his political successes, his actual like policy successes. Those are very different things. And to hear the equating of his efforts to save lives by ending these wars because he says he wants to get to heaven. He also says, I hear I'm not doing too good. He also says, I hear I'm probably at the bottom of the totem pole. Now, I could get like theological, philosophical, whatever, and talk about the merits of the good that he's done and my theological faith as a Christian. The first thing that I want to acknowledge is that I think it's very interesting that in this conversation, he brings up the afterlife. I think it's very compelling to me to listen to this man who I don't ever listen. I listen, you and I both take in a ton of clips of tweets, of posts, of True Social posts. You know, he's everywhere. You can't really even avoid this man. I take it in every chance I get. I read probably, 80% of what he puts out. I never look into it thinking like, oh, I wonder what kind of faith nugget he's got here. Mike Pence, when he was the vice president, there was some sort of God thing attached to most of the stuff that he did. That's great. But Donald Trump, that's not the world he plays in. And he only really plays in situations like this, in topics or on pathways of discussing particular topics where he feels like he's going to have the upper hand. It's not just that he said in that clip that he wants to get to heaven. It's that he said he wants to get to heaven, and he hears he's not doing too good. And then he's at the bottom of the totem pole. There is a sense of unpredictable humility that I sense in him saying that. You could say that he's using that as a way to boast about all the good earthly things that he's doing. But when we get back, I want to talk about that as a Christian. And Ethan and Ryan can comment on that as well here. We can have a discussion about it. And at about 12:30, we'll open up the phone lines and let you join in the conversation and see what you have to say about it. When you hear the president talking about all the things he's doing right now, and he kind of ultimately sums it all up and says, you know, I want to get to heaven. What was your first thought when you heard that? Go into the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave us some comments there. We can feature some of those in our discussion. You can also vote in our YouTube poll. Do you intentionally use AI services? The ChatGPTs, the Groks, Claude. There's a whole bunch of different things that you can use. Are you out there intentionally using them? I wonder where our audience sits on this one. Yes or no? Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people, as missiles hit wrong spots or get lobbed into cities like Kiev and towns. But, you know, if I can save 7,000 people a week from being killed, I think that's a pretty... I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole.
President Trump speaking yesterday on Fox and Friends about all the things he's trying to do to bring peace, to save lives. And in that conversation, he says, trying to get to heaven. And what I put on X, if you don't follow the show, at Annie Fry Show on X, I'm compelled to say this, and I know that a lot of you listening are like, yeah, Annie, we know, I get it. But if there is an amount of lives that Donald Trump has to save by stopping wars on a global scale to try to get himself up to the level of being qualified to make it into heaven, how screwed am I? Like... If you were really trying to take out, you know, the Mary Poppins measuring tape, practically perfect in every way, if you were trying to take out some sort of measuring stick from a salvation standpoint, and you look at the things that Donald Trump has been able to do that are good, there's a reason why that doesn't feel fulfilling. And I don't know that Donald Trump came onto Fox and Friends and bared his religious soul to the world, but I kind of think he might have. Maybe unintentionally, maybe not with the purpose of, you know, dorks like me in the middle of the country being like, oh, but it's Jesus. But it is Jesus. I mean, it's really that simple. And I think it's an opportunity. I hope that the people who are advising him, and I haven't been super thrilled with some of the people from a religious standpoint that have been advising the president on the religious basis publicly, because I think there are probably a lot of people surrounding him that are giving him very good advice and guidance, and we don't know about it, and we don't need to know about it. But you can't be a Christian, which is to say you're a follower of Christ, and think that at the end of the day, Christ wasn't enough. it boils down to the understanding that as much good as you could ever possibly do, it would never, ever amount to enough. And the intention of Christianity, the truth of Christianity, if you believe it, is that Christ had to die to cover the multitude of sins of all of us. And that would include Donald Trump. It would include everyone. All God asks is that you love him and you follow him because your sins have already been forgiven. So I want Donald Trump to know this. I want him to be guided in a way that he doesn't think of his responsibility as the president of the United States or as the mayor of Mar-a-Lago. I don't want him to think about his opportunity to go out and do good as another punch in the ticket to get into heaven, because the ticket is fully, completely, and adequately punched for him. The things that you do in response to that are out of an immeasurable amount of gratitude, thankfulness, and humility, because to know a love like that, that's just where it leaves you. And I think that of the things that we cover every day on this show, if I don't talk about this, I should just go home. I shouldn't even finish the show. Ryan, do you think, like, how much of Donald Trump's soul did he bear there intentionally or inadvertently? Or was it just a talking point? Was he just trying to do like, haha, working hard to get into heaven, guys? And it just is what it is.
It could be a talking point. I don't know that he ever really, in those offhanded moments, you do feel like maybe you're seeing something behind the curtain from Trump, because he's got his talking points, but he hits those in every single interview.
I haven't heard him say something like this.
Never heard him say this before. So I think this was probably genuine. Now, you could say, well, he's just trying to show everybody he's not trying to win a Nobel Peace Prize. He's doing it for the right reasons. Okay, that's fine, but that's good. He would be doing it for the right reasons. I want to, there's a lot of ways you could dissect this, and if you're a Bible-believing Christian, the alarm bells go off right away when you're talking about works, you know, being saved by what you do. I'm not even going to focus on that, because I know that we will focus on that. I want to praise him in one way and say that regardless of whether it's him, any president, shoe on the other foot, it's a Democrat, it's Joe Biden, I don't care. If they said that phrase, I would be happy, because they're hitting on something very important, that they're doing things with eternity in mind. There are very few people I hear talking about the actions that they commit right now having an impact on anything beyond the moment that they're in. And to hear that out of a politician is fantastic, because it means that they're looking at the big picture, not only for the earth, which they have a much greater impact on than you and I do, but for themselves. They're looking at, what am I doing for eternity? That's great. I want to hear every person, let alone politician, saying things that echo that. Despite the theological misgivings of the saved by works, I do want to highlight that and say that I like that.
The Bible also says faith without works is dead. So there's a tug and a pull on this. I put this out there, and then a friend of the show talked about what President Trump said was this was the Catholic view of salvation. He said, mentioned something about a narrow door, which I assume is something that is discussed in Catholic theology. And my response to that was, I think this is why I'm Lutheran, because I see what you're saying there. That does make sense to me, that this sort of works-oriented righteousness is something that is a part of the Catholic faith, and that is also why I'm Lutheran. I believe I will be standing shoulder to shoulder with just loads of Catholics when I get to heaven. I don't think that you have to be at the right denomination to get to heaven. I don't even think you have to have been to church, but I think that if you're a Christian person, you should want to be in church, because that's where you go to be with the family of believers. Like, if you, I liken it to a relationship that you're in, especially like if you're in a relationship with your significant other, if you're dating them, if you're married them, you do things for them that are nice because you love them. As soon as you do something for your significant other, spouse, whatever, as soon as it becomes an obligation to do that, your relationship's in trouble. If going to church is an obligation to you and you're only doing that because you think the other person in that relationship is requiring you to do it, and if you don't do it, you're going to be in trouble, that's not actual worship. And, you know, I'm not telling you necessarily in the biblical sense to worship your significant other, but what is love? You know, love looks and seeks out opportunities for the person who's in that relationship with you to show up for them in every possible way. And I think that's what church needs to be. And if that's not what church feels for you, then you need to find a place where church feels like that for you. For President Trump to bring this into the conversation, really smart point by Ryan here. Like, he goes through, he's got like, he doesn't use them, but it's like in his mind, he has an index card or like a Rolodex, and he just goes from one talking point to the next. There's this, the issue that he's discussing in, with intention for the news of the moment, but he always brings all the other things in there. Now he's talking about trying to get into heaven, and he's doing it in a way that makes me think that maybe some of this stuff will be enough to cover some of the wrongs that, yes, he's a broken person. Somebody, like, we've got some huge Trump supporters on the live chat. They are not. And they're talking about, like, they're calling Donald Trump a narcissist. Guess what? There will be narcissists who end up going to heaven because there aren't sins that are outside of the reach of the salvation of Jesus Christ. Like, you can't counter the point and the idea that Donald Trump is a Christian person by pointing out the fact that he's a sinner. Welcome to the club. We are all sinners. We're all unworthy. And Christ has made us all worthy through his death and resurrection. So if you're going to talk, if you're going to insert yourself into the conversation about salvation, which Donald Trump has put on the table for us to discuss, if you're going to engage in that, you will win zero arguments with me about Donald Trump's access to heaven by pointing out to me all the ways that Donald Trump is a sinner. I point you to the thief on the cross who was literally being put to death for his sins. And Donald Trump says to him, without seeing, like, how many times have you been to church? None of that. Says, today you'll be with me in paradise. So I don't think that Donald Trump is worse than the thief on the cross. Do you? Some of you might. Ethan, real quick, your thoughts on this before we go take some phone calls?
It's either a joke that Trump maybe didn't land as hard as he wanted to, or it is a sad reality check as to where the American church is right now. And that is, and maybe not just the American church, but more so just the lack of understanding of what Jesus is and what he provides. And that there has to be something on our end that we are contributing to our salvation rather than just what was given to us. And this, we've heard President Trump talk about Jesus multiple times. I think even on the Manny Fry show after, was it Phil Robertson passed away? We talked about that very, very intimate transaction they had.
Oh, with the note
with
that
the
he
note
wrote.
That
yeah.
he wrote, just dropping the gospel and just, and the, how Trump had kept that on his person for a really long time. So we know that there's some sort of general idea of who Jesus is, or him knowing who Jesus is, I think. But I think this, to me, if it is not a joke, is almost a little bit of a discouraging sign of, man, there's a little bit less understanding there of who Jesus is yeah. and what the Christian faith is than I thought.
But when the conversation, when he brings it into the conversation, in my mind, he's in play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally.
And I'm certainly going to take the opportunity to discuss it. Matthew's holding on the line here. We've got 5 lines open. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. When we come back, we're going to take your phone calls on this. And hurry up again, line. We'll try to get through as many of you folks as we possibly can. Let's discuss what President Trump said about getting into heaven. 314-241-9797. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Interesting song for this segment. I want to read Andy's comment here before I get to your phone calls. Got a couple lines open. 314-241-9797. We're asking you about your reaction to Donald Trump saying that he hopes that all of these wars that he's ending, all of these things that he's doing will help him get into heaven. 314-241-9797. I want to know your thoughts on it. Andy commented on our YouTube live. It's about 100 degrees in my car and I don't want to get out of the car and go inside because this is such a great point. All have sinned and come short, especially me. I hope Trump knows this. Thank you, Andy, for your comment. Keep them coming on the chat there and keep the phone calls coming in at 314-241-9797. Matthew, thank you for calling the show. What did you think about that when you heard President Trump make that comment?
I kind of wanted to support what you had said. Our good deeds without faith in Christ are like filthy rags. The beauty of Christ is that it gives everybody the exact same chance, no matter how good or bad they've ever been in life, to achieve salvation. The thing about good deeds, they are important, is that they affect your rewards once you're in heaven. If you've accepted Christ and you're trying to live your life for him, you're going to get a little better reward. Nobody's going to be unhappy in heaven, but some people will get a little something, whatever that may be, extra. But it's all about faith in Christ. That's the bottom line.
Matthew, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. I don't know about the status in heaven. I certainly was raised in the Lutheran faith. I hold that Lutheran faith very dear and foundational to my life. That's how my husband and I are raising our children. That's why we send our kids to Lutheran schools, because they learn about math and science and English, but more importantly, Jesus. I think that's very valuable. But the thing that I definitely agree with Matthew on is that idea that we are like filthy rags. That's a phrase from the Bible. Donald Trump actually kind of conceded that in a faith-based discussion, I suppose. It's not really a discussion, but in a faith-based point, he kind of claims his sinful nature.
He did.
Right?
Yeah, he actually got that part pretty much dead on. He said, I'm among the worst. You know, I'm at the lowest part of the totem pole or whatever. Well, that's correct. And it's not just you, sir. That's everybody. That's part of the foundation of the Christian message, is that we've all fallen short, to use Bible language.
Robert says salvation is a gift. Catholics believe that they actively respond to God's grace by living a life of faith, love, and good works. I kind of believe that. I think that the good works that we do in life, the things that we do good, not well, but the things that we do that are good, in my mind, are a response to an immeasurable grace and mercy that we have received from God. So the good works are a response. They're not a requirement. It's not a predicate to going, how good were you? How bad were you? Let's see where this shakes out. Folks, it's never going to shake out in your favor when it comes down to that. Let's get to Sue. Sue, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on President Trump's comments about faith in heaven.
Hi, Annie. It hit me hard, too, when he said that heaven would be what he was doing was going to get him to heaven. And as you said, and I totally agree, that you cannot, but St. Paul did say you have to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And so Jesus gave us a church, and he called it the pillar and foundation of all truth, of truth. So there is a church that he gave us, and he gave us sacraments that will help us become holier, just like he is. But that doesn't mean the gates are already open for those who choose to follow the narrow path. And obviously there's a narrow path. And he said, few make it. So we need to take that very seriously. And he said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. There's the bottom line. Do I love Jesus? Do I know Jesus? Or am I like Satan? I know him, but I don't love him, so I don't obey him. So obedience, loving obedience is what gets us in a better place. And he did mention there are different places in heaven, higher places. That's in scripture. And it's, you know what, one time you told me 20, 30 years ago, Sue, everything is very much like on earth. Say, for instance, you got a two-year-old. Well, you could have a 100-year-old person here on earth, and they could still be two years old, in their spiritual realm because they have not sought out God himself. Mm-hmm. And it all goes back to Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve knew God tremendously. They loved him, but they traded him in because of pride. And we all do that. And but we have he said, if you confess your sins, he was talking to the priest, if their sins are confessed, you will forgive them. That's the priest. There was priests in Old and New Testament.
Sue, thank you for the phone call. I appreciate it. And I think that you've got a lot, obviously, a lot of study in this. And I think that you speak to a lot of the things that I hope that people... One of the things you said there, Sue, is that it kind of sat on your heart a little bit that this is how this is materialized, that you heard when you heard the president say that. It sat on my heart, too. And I don't know. I just, it's one of those things where I think to myself, gosh, this is going to be divisive for people to listen to on the radio. Is this something I should talk about or is this something I shouldn't talk about? And I'm like, heck yeah, I'm going to talk about it. We got DJ and Bob. I'm going to take their phone calls next, but I think I want to, can we take a break and can we do Wiggins America just a little bit later?
Are you saying this is more important than Wiggins America? Because I would agree.
I was going to ask you your thoughts on the subject. DJ, will you hold on? We're going to go to you next, and then Bob, and we've got a couple other people calling in. 314-241-9797. We'll extend this conversation into the next segment. Wiggins America will do at 1:45, so stay tuned for that. He's got advice from a grandma to young parents. I'm excited to hear that. More reaction to President Trump and his discussion about trying to get into heaven. DJ, you're on deck. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're glad you're here this afternoon. We're talking about those comments made yesterday by Donald Trump, saying that he's hoping that all this good stuff that he's doing will help get him into heaven. And that made me go, oh, man, that's not it. That's not it, President Trump. That's not it. Happy you're talking about it, but that's not it. We wanted to take some of your phone calls about it, Sue. We just had on, we had another caller. Matthew, that's right. First one we took. I want to get to DJ here, who maybe thinks a little bit differently about it. DJ, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Your thoughts on President Trump's comments about trying to get into heaven.
He's just milking you day after day after day. And you guys just support him. It's unbelievable. He hasn't done a thing. He's raiding our streets.
So DJ, when you call the show to talk about what the subject matter, let's stick to the subject matter.
All right, happy to do that. He's milking you. He's using your Lord. He doesn't believe any of this.
DJ, are you a Christian?
I am not.
You're not a Christian. So how can you, as somebody who's not a Christian, how can you judge?
He can do that on his own time in his own way to project it on you. and the internet and everything else. He's a milker.
DJ,
he milks
DJ.
You day after day, day after day.
After day. Is that the biblical day? Is that like a 7 years day or is
it was a thousand
Greek
years.
Or
no,
Hebrew?
Today. That's today and yesterday.
DJ, do you listen? DJ, hold on a second. Hey, DJ, I'm going to tell you this right now, DJ. I'm not going to hang up on you. I'm not going to yell at you. I'd love to have a discussion with you.
I won't either then.
Will you let me talk on my show just a little bit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. How often do you listen to the show?
Every day.
I appreciate that. I'm really actually very grateful for that because I have a feeling that you spend some time with us and you disagree with a lot, if not everything, that we talk about.
Precisely.
Is there ever anything that we agree on?
Rarely.
Okay. So it's obvious that you have no love lost for President Trump. You probably
None.
Really dislike his policies.
You know
hold on a second. Hold on a second. DJ, let's have a discussion here instead of talking. I'm asking you questions.
Sorry,
I'm giving
I
you
apologize.
Time. Okay, cool.
I just wanted
just
to get
No. DJ, hold on a second. I'm talking. DJ. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to give you time to talk. When I assume you don't like his policies, and I assume you hate even more the arrogance that you think he has as a person in implementing them.
He's mentally ill.
What's your evidence that he has a mental illness?
Every time he stands up and talks and, you know, every time. I mean, he's mentally ill. We've known it for years and years. And the denial of the right wing and the MAGA public is so sad.
Okay, DJ, hold on a second. DJ, hold on a second. We don't have any actual evidence of mental illness, like actual. No, hold on, DJ. DJ, hold on. DJ. You make an accusation about a president. Here's what you've just told me. You've told me you don't like him. You think he's doing terrible. Just DJ. You don't like anything that he does. You don't like his policies. You don't like the way he acts. You just disparaged Donald Trump by calling him mentally ill. How do you think people who have an actual mental illness feel about you utilizing that as an insult to the president of the United States, saying that because you don't like him, he's mentally ill?
No, it's more than that. I'm a professional. He's mentally ill.
What kind of professional?
What do you think? I'm a therapist. He's mentally ill.
You're a certified therapist?
Yeah.
Do you use your...
Annie, stop. Don't do this. Annie,
don't
I know
what?
You're MAGA. I know you love the dude.
Oh, I do.
He's
yes,
taking
and check
down
check.
The nation. He's taking down our beautiful country in, you know, a few months. And most of us.
Can you tell me the date? I'd like to put it on my calendar.
Yeah, well, it's been going on for about 10 years. Okay,
DJ, I'm gonna step in here real quick.
He managed to bamboozle you. You're not stupid.
Thank you.
You're not a stupid person, Annie.
Thank you.
Nor are all of you. You drank the Kool-Aid.
Well, that would kind of make me stupid.
Drink it.
If I'm a Kool-Aid drinker, wouldn't that make me stupid?
Contrary, you know, ignorance is, like a profound desire for Jesus, too.
You think that's ignorant?
Yeah, that works for you, and I'm glad. I am, because Jesus was a Jew.
Hey, DJ,
we know
it works for you,
him.
Too, just so you know.
I don't need him. I got his dad. That's okay. Listen, this is about Donald Trump ruining this nation.
Well, no, the
and
conversation that I invited
American
you to have with me on the show.
Citizen.
No, DJ, hold on. The conversation I had invited you onto the show was to tell me why you think what you thought about his comments about his faith.
I think that's a personal thing. He's using it against all of you. So you can put it on the air today and say, oh, Donald, yes, you can be saved, Donald. Well, I'm telling you, he can't.
He certainly can. DJ, real quick, were you saying you don't think I'm stupid, but I'm ignorant?
Yeah, that's it.
And you listen to me every day?
Yeah.
All right.
I need to know what you guys are up to, you know? I need to know what y'all are up to, so... I couldn't be more.
Do you want to give a shout out to your therapist's office for anybody listening who'd like to seek out your services?
No, I would not. That's a private issue, just like religion, just like Jesus. It's private.
Oh, not for me. Not at all. DJ, thank you for listening
Hi.
Every single
Hi,
day.
Annie.
We appreciate it. Just kind of got a tone in her voice.
Well, you were you were bamboozled.
That's even worse. Oh man, I don't even say this pejoratively. I'm gonna pray for DJ. I don't want. There's no substance to what she's saying. Everything is rooted in a deep-seated hatred, very emotional, and I dare to say, it feels unstable to me to have that type of visceral reaction. So it's kind of shocking to me that there's an emotional instability in my perception of the situation. Now she's perceived a lot of things about me and my ignorance, so I'm going to return the favor there and just say, I hope she's touched by the conversations we have here. And when we talk about these things, when I talk about faith on this show, when I talk about Jesus and how public that I risk my professional career by going out and saying that, nobody here has ever told me not to. Nobody has ever said, Annie, you got to talk less about Jesus. You got to talk less about your faith. There's none of that. But I do know that it's a risk for me to go out and do it. And from now on, DJ, when I talk about it, I'm going to think about you. Because it is a public thing. And he is for all of us. Even Donald Trump. Especially Donald Trump. Bob, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Real quick, your thoughts on the president's comments about heaven.
Well, the good news of the gospel is simply this. There is a fully prepared pardon with your name on it, with President Trump's name on it, with everyone's name on it, that is awaiting our signatures. But this pardon was written in the shed blood of Jesus. And that pardon will guarantee you mercy at a time when mercy is only your only hope. That will transfer the righteousness of Christ to you when you stand before God awaiting sentencing. Mm.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. And that's the way it is. I mean, it is a pardon written in Christ's blood.
That was perfect. And I really, really wanted to make an auto pen joke, but I'm not going to do it.
Out of respect.
Reverence.
I only have 60 seconds left here. Jim, I wanted to get your phone call in as well. Your thoughts on the president speaking about heaven yesterday.
Well, I think you really just had somebody that demonstrated the Trump derangement syndrome. But anyway, I think I'm kind of disappointed that Donald Trump, President Trump, has a very poor knowledge of the gospel. It's by grace that we are saved. Just like you said, the man on the cross, what works was he able to perform in order to be able to go to heaven? None. So it's not our works. It's by faith. It's by the blood of Christ. And, of course, after we become Christians, if we are truly living Christ-like, then we will perform better works than we would before. But we're all sinners, and we're saved by the blood of Christ.
Yeah. Amen, Jim. I appreciate that. A cleanse here on the 97.1 phone lines. Jim, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
Take care. You want to add anything to DJ's comments or Jim's or Bob's?
Everybody's just basically quoting the same verse without quoting. It's Ephesians 2:8. It is by grace you have been saved, which is free gift, through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. That's kind of the verse that encapsulates what Trump missed in those comments.
I think, you think she listens to us every day?
Maybe on and off. I don't know if she's here the whole 3 hours, but
she said she didn't say she never agrees with me, but she said pretty much mostly.
Rarely.
Yeah, rarely agrees. I'm glad that she does.
I am too. This is more of a social commentary than it is a religious commentary. It does always surprise me how often non-Christians are willing to step into a Christian conversation and say, "This is what you're all doing wrong."
Why does it bother DJ so much if we're having a Christian conversation about salvation, about who can be saved? Like, why does it bother a person like DJ or DJ specifically if, you know, why does it bother whether or not Donald Trump thinks he's going to get into heaven if she doesn't think that anything that any of the parameters of the discussion are real?
I mean, it's central to a person's worldview. So I get discussing it. I get that. It's just funny that people are willing to do that with Christianity, but with very little else can they step into that and say, "Oh, let me tell you how you're wrong. I'm not one of you, but let me tell you about you."
Yeah. Really interesting. DJ, thanks for listening. Mark Cox is coming up next. We're going to talk about the new Missouri Attorney General and maybe what's been going on with Sam Page. Mark Cox, next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.